As the charismatic and notorious lead singer of the rock group The Doors, Jim would get a chance to practice his theory many times over. Jim was entranced by Friedrich Nietzsche's Beyond Good and Evil and the philosophy its author espoused. He was fascinated by mythology and its timeless themes, the Greek gods, particularly Dionysus, son of Zeus, mortal mother, god of wine and ecstasy, bestower of creativity and destruction, the god who dies like the vine to be reborn. At the end of 1964, Jim was a senior in the film department at UCLA. And there, according to a fellow student, Jim and his classmates exhibited film school bullshit and flash, gliding through school, expending as little effort as possible. But Morrison, by this time, was better read than most of his teachers. Some of the film instructors made allowances for Jim's dilettantism, though. Among them, Ed Brokaw, who was Jim's favorite. Of their relationship, the head of the film division says, Brokaw was drawn to Jim's destructiveness. He smelt it and warmed his hands around that fire because of how often that's connected with real talent. Brokaw was Jim's faculty advisor, and it was to him that Jim went just 2 weeks before graduation to say he was dropping out. His final student film had just screened to a disastrous reception. Some say that after the screening, Jim went outside and cried. Jim had directed his film without a script. Later he'd explain he was attempting a film that questioned the process of film itself. It opened with Jim taking a huge pull from a pipe full of grass and included random media images of a half-naked woman, Nazis, and an eyeball, all strung together into an obtuse montage. The students thought Jim was deranged. Even Ed Brokaw told Jim he was terribly disappointed in him. In June, when it came time for Jim to collect his diploma, his master's degree, he was walking along Venice Beach, smoking dope. Jim knew Ray Manzarek through film school and admired him both for refusing to edit a nude shower scene from his student film and for his band, Rick and the Ravens. Once, Jim had even joined them on stage to crash through a group chorus of Louie Louie. Now in June, Ray's band had been hired to back up Sonny and Cher at a high school dance. But one of the band members had quit, and Ray had to find a replacement, or they wouldn't get paid. "Hey man," Ray asked Jim, "you want to play a gig with us?" "I don't play anything, Ray," Jim said. "That's okay, all you have to do is stand there and hold on to an electric guitar. We won't even plug it in." Jim said afterwards that it was the easiest money he had ever made. The small artistic community of Venice was ideal for Jim. It was the summer of 65, and Jim was changing, letting his hair grow long, losing weight, and most importantly, he was focusing on poetry, not film. He lived and slept on a warehouse rooftop, warming occasional canned meals over a Bunsen burner, gobbling acid, constantly tripping, and writing, like a man possessed, which he of course was, creating in a single flare of enlightenment more material in less time than he ever would again. "You see," he said later, "the birth of rock and roll coincided with my adolescence, my coming into awareness. It was a real turn-on, although at the time I could never allow myself to rationally fantasize about doing it myself. I guess I was unconsciously accumulating inclination and nerve. My subconscious had prepared the whole thing. I didn't think about it. I heard the whole concert situation with a band and singing and an audience. Those first 5 or 6 songs I wrote, I was just taking notes at a fantastic rock concert that was going on inside my head." Once Jim started writing songs, he said, "I had to sing them." In August, he got his chance when he encountered Ray Manzarek walking along Venice Beach. "Hey man," Ray said, "how you doing?" Jim told Ray he'd been writing songs. "Songs," Ray said, noting the outer transformation Jim had gone through. "Well, can you sing one for me?" So Jim squatted down in the sand, eyes clamped shut, and sang the first verse from Moonlight Drive. When he finished, Ray said, "Those are the greatest fucking song lyrics I've ever heard. Let's start a rock and roll band and make $1 million. "Exactly," Jim said back. "That's what I had in mind all along."